Aircheckdownloads.com.
The Christopher Evans Breakfast Show on Virgin Radio.
With Sky Digital, presenting Arsenal in their pre-season Amsterdam tournament against Barcelona. Live tonight at 8 p.m. only on Sky Sports Extra.
Virgin Radio.
Good morning. On Virgin.
Welcome to the Breakfast Show. Thanks to Phil Kennedy for getting us up so we can get you up. It's now 3 minutes past six on Thursday, August 3, the year 2000. Some of the headlines from the paper so far. Robbie's new bike and Jerry's on the back. Woo-hoo! Robbie and Jerry, is it love? Hang on, let's be bonk. There you go. Pants help you to stay cool. For Harrods, telephone deli.
What?
Well, how it all went pear-shaped for Tutan and Carmoon. Butchered friend was in banquet. A Russian man butchered a man and served him up as veal. Our sex life was full of spore, says Liz Hurley. Trouble is, it was all on telly.
Oh!
And finally for now, hairdryer squad curb on speeders. More about those stories in a moment or two from me and the team.
There, all your radio fans.
3 minutes in a row.
Ronan Keating, my new best pal, and life is a roller coaster before that Lucky You Lightning Seeds. It's 11 minutes past six. Welcome to the show. This is the Virgin Radio Breakfast Show, and we have some headlines for you. And the gist of the story is Johnny Boy.
From the Daily Mail today, hairdryer squad curb on speeders.
This is good.
This is the story. Three young lads, one aged 13 and two twins aged 14, were absolutely fed up with cars speeding through their beautiful little village in Oxfordshire. Police wouldn't do anything about it, so they took the law into their own hands. They got some fluorescent jackets, they got their mum's hairdryer, and also they got a tripod with a camera on it and set it up at the end of the village. And as the cars came through, speeding through, they would point the hairdryer at the cars in a police-style fashion. And all the cars obviously thought they were being clocked for speeding and slowed down.
Fantastic.
It's absolutely brilliant. And because the police say, we don't recommend this, our officers are highly trained in this.
With hairdryers.
With hairdryers.
With hairdryers. So the kids still doing it?
I think they still are. Yeah,
kids everywhere.
Well, hats off, lads. Well
kids
done.
Everywhere. Slow down the traffic in your area with your mum's hairdryer. Holly, your headline of the gist.
Robbie's new bike and Jerry's on the back. Now, this follows on from my story yesterday, obviously.
Your story?
My headline yesterday that I did in the studio about Robbie and Jerry.
Holly's a Robbie and Jerry expert.
And, and basically, they've been pictured together, so on holiday. They're in Saint-Tropez. He's on a scooter, she's on the back, he's in the pool, she's lying next to him, he's sitting down by the side of the pool, she's lighting his cigarette, which kind of looks like they're holding hands and all that. So they say that they're in their private villa in Saint-Tropez, and I must admit, it's not so private, because there are photos all over the newspapers this morning.
What I have noticed is that they're lying on two of those airbed stands that's similar to yours.
Yes, very true.
Like you
two inflatables in the pool.
John, are you and Dan worried about being snapped in Dad's pool?
You should be.
Are you?
Well, I am. I've never thought about it, but I am
now. In a Robbie and Jerry
in fashion. Like, touching each other.
It's love.
Fortunately, he's only got one airbed, so we won't be floating around together.
Okay, this morning, by the way, Holly, I want you to do a count, right? How many mentions I get in the Jerry and Robbie articles?
Yes, you have been mentioned quite a lot.
Yeah,
I found
today.
And there's a picture of you in the Daily Mail as well.
Picture? Whoa, all right.
You've been mentioned in this one.
Move right along. I'll tell you what we'll do. Do the Chris Evans counts in the Robbie and Jerry story. Then I will give you my full opinion of that relationship later on in the show.
Can't wait.
What's your name?
Dan.
Okay, over to you.
Good morning. Butchered friend was in banquet. Russian man befriended this guy in a bar.
in the Urals, which is Russia, isn't it?
Yeah.
And basically what happened was he befriended this guy, invited him over for some drinks, and then bludgeoned him to death.
Mm, fair enough.
He then held a week-long millennium banquet for 20 friends.
Right. Oh.
And served this guy up as the meal.
How did they find this out?
I don't know. He got arrested. He said he was arrested. And that when he was arrested, he confessed to everything except murder, which I don't understand. I think probably, obviously, he murdered him. And that he claimed the victim had fallen down drunk, died of cold. And he said the reason he butchered him and served him up to his mates is he said, why waste so much meat? It was very fresh. You got 24 years solitary confinement.
Oh, it's 14 minutes past 6, Jamie.
Our sex life was full of sport. Trouble is, it was on the telly. And it's a story about Liz Hurley and Hugh Grant, who after 13 years seemed like they'd split amicably, but Liz Hurley has now dealt this below-the-belt punch and claimed in a US magazine that she was less than happy with her sex life and he was less than adequate.
But we know, Jamie.
Well, it goes
we
on.
We know, don't we?
We do.
Yeah,
they're less sexual.
We know some stuff.
What do you know?
We can't say it on the radio.
They're less sexual.
But we know some stuff.
Deeply disappointing.
Yeah.
Hugh used to watch sport in bed.
Yep.
She liked the dog to sleep with him, and he didn't.
Yep.
And she doesn't like threesomes or too much pubic hair.
Threesomes.
Yeah, doesn't like threesomes. Or she doesn't like to be treated like she's in a porno. But she does like boys who look like girls.
We know some stuff, though, don't we, Jim?
Yeah, she likes boys who look like girls.
Jim, we know some stuff.
Oh, we do know some stuff.
Sorry?
Hurry up and finish, Jim, so you can
we know some stuff.
We know some... No, we can't. Yeah,
that's off there, off there.
Okay, that'll do for now.
Yeah. I've told you this before, John. You know that.
On the way on the show, why Paul Lawrie, the defending Open champion, may have failed to make the cut at St Andrews this year. The Great Tomato Soup Mystery. Jamie's Affair Quiz. It's a fair quiz. Another 70s quiz from Dan. Who introduced overarm bowling into cricket? What's most important, to be a sporting hero or a sporting great? And your chance to climb aboard the Miller Jet, ladies and gentlemen, by identifying the end of another great song. You could be climbing aboard the Miller Jet and going to see Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York and Chicago all in one 7-day trip. This is the song. What is that the end to and who's it by? Don't call now, but if you call at 10 to 8 and you're the first correct caller, you'll be climbing aboard the famous Miller Jet.
Across London, Virgin Radio Traffic and Travel with Direct Line Rescue, the UK's fastest growing breakdown service.
Good morning, we'll start with a look at the roads and it's really not too bad at the moment.
The Christopher Evans Breakfast Show on Virgin Radio.
With Sky Digital.
Virgin Radio.
Can you believe, also on this morning show right here on Virgin Radio, I am going to tell you about the perfect woman. I've met her, and she is definitely the perfect woman. 19 minutes past 6.
Aircheckdownloads.com.